Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 24 of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, also known as OrangeRanger198 on Twitter. And today we're going to be watching episode 6 of Beast Morphers, Hangar Heist. But first, I wanted to do a couple things because it's related to Beast Morphers more than Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And basically that is, first off, to thank send a big thank you to Big Mike at BigMike8109 on Twitter. He recently had a contest to win a Beast Morphers Beast X Morpher, and I happened to win. So I got a free Morpher, which is really cool. I'm not much of a reviewer, so I really don't know that I should be the one to talk about it. It's a pretty cool toy. I have a couple nitpicks just because I'm a stickler for consistency between the toy and what you see on screen. And, you know, the toy says a lot of stuff that you don't see on the Morpher. You have to push a button instead of putting the key in to make it visor part come up. But anyway, other than that, it is a fantastic toy. It's fairly screen accurate. I've enjoyed messing with it. My son, who I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, you've probably seen the video that it didn't really go viral, but it kind of went viral. He really enjoys sticking the key in, pushing the button, and saying it's Morphin time. He's 4.5. He's right in that right age. My daughter likes it too, but she keeps trying to pull the little visor thing off when it pops up. So she doesn't play with it too much. Anyway, I just wanted to say a quick thank you to Big Mike for that. And if you don't have it yet, if you can afford it, you should go out and get one. It is a really cool role play item and is very close to what you get on the show. Having said that, we're going to get into Beast Morphers. So we're going to get it started. I've currently got my TV paused in the blank. This is probably just good timing on my part, but it's a blank screen in between the end of the SpongeBob episode where Plankton has just said that having depth perception is overrated and then walked into a door. And before the episode has even started, I don't even know what the first screen is going to look like for the episode. So I'm going to get it started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, and we're looking at the outside of the hangar base where they've been sending all the Gigadrone stuff. All right. No idea what he just said. Now that's nice. Ooh, date with Data. Star Trek crossover. Wow. That's, of course, it's blue. That's really cool, though. My brother's wife's family likes to do this on Thanksgiving Day every year. I got to do it with them once. It was fun. Oh, wow. Oh, it's a gold rocket for Ben and Betty. Look at them in regular clothes. Purple and gold. Oh, uh-oh. It's a cool rocket, but it's not launching. Yep, saw that. Oh. Oh, it's gonna turn around again. Boy, it really likes to. As Power Rangers, you think they could do something? Maybe not. Instead of just standing there. Ooh. And it's a red one. That is a weird shaped rocket. Oh, yeah. Rocket video game. It's not good. I like the facial expressions. Oops. That didn't go well. Ooh. Dang, Devin. You know, it's funny. Evox sounds a lot like the whoever the voice actor was for Megatron way back in the 2001 version of Robots in Disguise, Transformers, which is ironic because that was a Saban show that has not been re-aired because of the legal wranglings between the Saban stuff and Disney buying it and all that stuff. Cool simulator, though. It's an interesting way to do it on this version of the show. I think they had to do it in battle on GoBusters. It kind of doesn't go well. BXMBXMV. Beast Morphers Morph X. Morph V, I guess. Oh. Oh. Oh, mission failed. Uh-oh. Ooh, infighting. It's time for the boss lady to talk to him. He does have good instincts. As well as your team. Because sometimes even good leaders can be wrong. Like Jason. Or Tommy. Well, no, Tommy was never wrong. He wasn't allowed to be. Well, once he became a Red Ranger, I think he started becoming wrong sometimes.
Aww.
Oh, they found it. Oh, the parachute worked. Oh, it's damaged. Hey. That's not good. Oh, it's gonna launch. Hmm. Well, it was hidden for a whole episode. That's not bad. Well, that was quick. I figured we'd have to wait till after the commercial, or they'd run. Have to run and go get help, you know, like we've seen on the Mighty Morphin show. Anyway, I should say, Hangar Heist is episode 6 of Beast Morphers. First aired, well, April 13th, 2019. The writers were Becca Barnes and Alwyn Dale, and it was directed by Ricardo Pellizzari. And now we're going to play some music, and we'll be right back after the commercial.
Higher than cancer.
All right. We're back. Oh, this is about when the rocket's going to go off, right? Yeah, that didn't work. Uh-oh. Oh, she just activated the rocket. And it's going to take them with it. Well, that gets them out of the problem. Out of the way. That's a cool looking monster. Meltatron. Interesting. Just kind of some steam. Huh. I like Devin using the bike. I was about to say how is this working, but she would know how it works. Why do you have to? Wonder why they had to all run in past them first. Ooh, that's hot. You know, this room looks a lot like the lab from episode 1. Oh. Oh, hey. B-Spot J's head still in the background. There we go. Trying to remember if any of this would be Sentai footage. Really need to go back and watch the show sometime. Uh-oh. It's back. It's like a zombie monster now, right? Ooh, I think Zoe got tied up, was acting tied up before she actually was. Got a point. He's got a point. Come on, Devin. Listen to your friend. Well, partner. But you lost your sword. Oh, well. Excuse me. Oh, we're going to go to commercial, aren't we? Yep. All right. A couple more songs, and we'll be right back. we're back. Did Ravage just make a MC Hammer joke? Huh. Uh-oh, Scruttle. What's he gonna do? Uh-oh. I wonder what he's building. No, don't take the helmet! Oh, no. That's not what we want to have happen. Wonder why he had to go all the way to the city. Well, I guess the bot takes a while to get to him? That makes no sense. Blaster! Uh-oh. No. No! He took a Ranger helmet. Basically. And some other stuff. Oh, another Giga Drone? Ooh. Oh, and this one looks just like the one from the simulation. Makes sense, I guess, huh? Sorry for the cough. Allergies are kicking me. I'm sorry. I just find it kind of funny that as serious as this show tries to be, she just turned around to a blue gorilla bot and a yellow bunny rabbit bot and tell them to go help the Rangers. Sorry, just find it funny. Ooh. And there goes Meltadrone or whatever his name was. Oh, how did that explosion not activate like the lubricating oil right next to him? Oh, stood still too long. Yay, it worked! That's a big jump. Wow. That was a huge jump. Ooh, bye-bye, Devin. All right, so let's see if we got this. They got two Giga Drones, so they're going to combine into one big bot. Normally, that doesn't sound like a good plan, but this is Power Rangers, so it'll probably work. Oh, nice, and it puts up a shield around them so they can form the Megazord without... Oh, nice. And he gets the Red Ranger's sword plus something from the Yellow Zord. Okay. Sweet. Nice. Nice. Oh, holds them in spot. Okay. Oh. I was hoping in the Megazord they wouldn't have this, but whatever. It makes sense, but still. Nice. Two with one blow. I like how all those tires look like speakers. That's true. Ooh, there's a thing. Oh, ooh. Haha. I kind of like Blaze getting his comeuppance. Oh, they fixed the rocket! Gonna let them launch it again? Yay! We have our lesson for today. Oh, wait. I thought part of the problem was they launched the rocket. It launches really well. Wow. Yay, they're a team, all five of them. Hey, five. Well, what'd you all think of that one? That was pretty good. Can't really complain about it. We got the Megazord finally, so I'm happy there. And, yeah. So I'm going to apologize here at the end if you heard any crying children or anything. My kids are acting up. But, yeah, you all have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and I will see you Tuesday with another Power Rangers episode. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment at the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective holders and are meant to help celebrate the Power Rangers. No infringement is intended. Power Rangers is copyright Hasbro Entertainment. This show is dedicated to all the men and women, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers for over 25 years. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thanks again for listening, and good night.